Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four. I'm Jim Galante. Andrew P. Shea is back in the house. Andrew, of course, we've got to make our announcement of our winner in our Ask Ross segment, and that was JL from Philadelphia. JL, we will be getting to you about the KSN sweatshirt that you won for asking the best question. All right, Andrew P., it's the end of the week. It's time to totally flush Maryland out. It's time to talk Michigan.
Yep.
And you can look at this a couple ways. Penn State is going into this game that they have three losses on the season. They still have the ability to end up anywhere from 9-3 to 7-5, okay? And if they end up 7-5, that would probably mean a loss here to Michigan. The fact is, though, you could also look at this as an opportunity. Michigan is a top 10 team. This is a chance for Penn State to at least be back in the conversation when you talk about the top teams in the country. This is an opportunity going in. What's your initial take going up against the Wolverines?
Yeah, so this is a at the beginning of the season, you would have thought this is that Penn State's a favorite in this game, right? At the beginning of the season, Penn State would have been the favorite in this game, in my opinion. So a lot has changed. It is the meat, sort of Michigan's schedule. You know, this 4 or 5 game stretch where they're playing Michigan State, Penn State, Ohio State. They played Indiana last week and beat them pretty soundly. They had a very favorable East versus West division schedule in the Big Ten. So there are some serious elements to like, but there are also some holes that haven't been completely exposed, but have been sort of unveiled. So I don't think Michigan, I don't think Penn State's as bad as its 3-loss record, and I don't think Michigan's as good as its 1-loss record. That's just my initial take on this game overall.
Which probably leads you to say, boy, it's probably a pretty close game. The betting odds reflect that. In this week, it's already been moving around from a pick'em game to Penn State, a 1-point favorite.
Right.
Most recently, when I looked at it, Michigan is now a 1-point favorite. So there's no doubt experts are saying we're looking for a close game. Let's look at a little more specifics. And when talking about Michigan, and let's talk about their defense. This is when Penn State has the ball, of course. Michigan, it really starts with those bookend defensive ends, Aiden Hutchinson and David Ajabo. They've combined for 14 sacks. I think this is going to be a critical part of the game. How do Penn State's tackles match up with those defensive ends of Michigan?
Yeah, it's all about Rasheed Walker and Caden Wallace this week, isn't it? I mean, they've been, for the best way to describe them, is inconsistent this season. And Penn State has to throw the ball now. So these guys are going to be feasting, or they're going to hope to continue to feast. They've been doing a little bit of feasting on, I looked a little bit deeper, the sort of the lesser opponents, they've been sort of, you know, kind of stacking up some numbers. I think that they are going to be a complete challenge. I mean, I think for Rasheed Walker, I mean, there's some NFL you know, draft status, some money up in the air. He's got to put something down on tape that says he might possibly be an NFL prospect. That's saying that we thought it originally, this guy has all the tools and he's an NFL prospect. So it's kind of gotten shaky for him. He needs to have a really good day, especially on Clifford's backside, because Clifford's done a pretty good job at feeling the pressure on him and stepping up. If he can be clean back there and only have to pay attention to what's in front of him, that's a big deal for him in the passing game at the level Clifford's playing at right now. So it is a huge matchup for Penn State. The other matchup when you're talking about Penn State's offense and Michigan's defense is the entire defensive line, and to a degree their linebackers as well. They're really, really good against the run. Well, Penn State stinks at running the football. So that immediately, in my mind, sort of takes one matchup advantage that Michigan has, which is their run defense, and they're very, very, very stout against the run as a defensive front. That sort of takes it off the table, because the expectation is Penn State can't run the ball and won't necessarily have much success running the ball. So that will not be an element of the game that has to be played out. Penn State's not going to run the ball well.
Another part of this, Andy, when we talk about Michigan's bookend defensive ends and their ability to put pressure on Sean Clifford is healthier than he was earlier in the season, or when he got injured against Iowa. But it seems like he's still not a threat to run the ball. Hasn't been the last couple games. I think to beat a team the caliber of Michigan, he's got to at least be a threat to run, even if he ends up pulling up and throwing the ball. But he's got to get Michigan's defense to think he's a threat to run.
Yeah, I think he could be a little more mobile. So my number for him in this game for Penn State's success on that front is 2 or 3. And by that number, I mean first downs via scratch plays. Plays that you had to scratch out of the sand or came about because there was mayhem around you. Whether it's running, whether it's getting out and completing a first down, you know, down the field when he's in open scramble. He gets 2 or 3 of those a game. That's a good number for Penn State. That's just mine. I don't think you want him completely running around, because he takes one hit and then you're in, you know, we're losing land. That's just the way it is. But 2 or 3 is a good number for this game, in my opinion. But I think he's ready, but I think they're also being really, really smartly cautious about, look, Sean, just don't take off as much. Don't take off as much. But I think against these ends, the way they crash, that's going to be something he might have to do a little bit more. I 100% agree with you, Jimmy.
And I agree with your numbers. Just 2 or 3 times,
yep.
Extend the drive. 2 or
yep.
3 times where Penn State doesn't have to punt the ball but could continue a drive is absolutely huge for them.
Yep.
Let's flip it around the other way. When Michigan has the ball, Penn State on defense, one of the concerns that as a Penn State fan that I had is you had an Illinois team that wasn't very good run all over Penn State. Now, I realize they had put 10 big bodies out there also to make
yes.
that happen.
9 and 10,
but
yes.
It makes you think that this Penn State defense is vulnerable to a team that can run the ball and just bully you with that run. Is Michigan that team?
Yeah, they want to be, and they have been, and they are. But I'm not sure of there's a combination thing here that's going on with their offense. First of all, I just want to say up front, there's no line, offensive line in the Big Ten playing better than Michigan's. They continue to get better. I mean, even in the loss to Michigan State, I thought they were still very, very, very good up front offensively. I mean, they still had, like I said earlier, more than 550 yards of total offense. They have the number one running game in the Big Ten Conference. But Blake Corum, their change-up guy, right? He's sort of their, you know, he's the lightning back, I like to call it. Like, he's got some flash. He's got some open field pop. He's got some wiggle, you know, through the hole. He's got really good moves in the open field. He's a big-time problem going along with you know, with their pounding back. But he's questionable for this week because he got banged up against Indiana, right? So is he going to play? Is he not going to play? Michigan's playing really coy this week. I mean, Hassan Haskins is just a beast. I mean, he's 220 pounds, and I think it's about half of his 800 yards this year are after contact. So that combination, along with that offensive line, is a real, real problem for Penn State's defense, a big problem for Penn State's defense. But we're not sure of Corum, but still, the offensive line in this running game will present some problems for Penn State's defense.
That is, of course, an area of concern. All right, Andy, usually when I'm late getting to you for your prediction, I want to give you a little bit of time for this game so you could get into prediction and a bold prediction. But before I do that, I'd like to point out last week's predictions. The actual game result was 31-14. All right. Your prediction was 31-17 with Penn State winning. Very good call. My prediction was 35-17. You had the one number right on. I had margin of victory as 18 points, and it turned out to be 17 points. I hate to hurt both of us by patting us on the back so hard like that, Andy, but I just believed it needed to be pointed out. All right. Now, with setting up that level of expectation, I want your prediction and your bold prediction for this week's game against Michigan.
All right, a couple quick things. This game's really important for Penn State's linebackers. I just think Brandon Smith and Ellis Brooks, they have to be really good. Their gap discipline and integrity are vitally important against Michigan's run offense that is guided by their OC Josh Gattis, the former Penn State assistant. They have to be really good against this run game. They're capable, and they can be. There's a lot of elements I like about their Michigan's offense. I think the quarterback's really good. I think the more Penn State throws it, the better. I mean, they've thrown it, 62% of the snaps last two games. Clifford has 99 pass attempts against Ohio State and Maryland. And my last little bit before I give you my prediction, do you know, Jimmy, that no opposing offense has scored more than two touchdowns on Penn State's defense this season? Did you know that?
I did not.
There you go. To counter, did you know that Penn State has not scored more than 28 points against a Power 5 team this year offensively?
I did not know that.
That leads you to my score of Michigan 20, Penn State 17. My bold prediction is Penn State has more sacks than Michigan.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. That gives me time to put in my prediction. And following suit that, the number of touchdowns being scored, I'm going to go Penn State 24, Michigan 20.
So you're picking Penn State. And that's a toss-up game to me. It really is.
It's a close game. I think at home, I think that they are going to be aware that the status of the season is at stake. I know they didn't want to lose three games, but they still have a chance to do something this year. Winning out makes it a 9-3 year, which is not bad. All right, Andy, that is it for the show. I want to thank you all for listening, and be sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley, and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Sunday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.